Wired, wide awake. Yes, Saturday night is a feeling. Saturday night is for squealing here on WMFO. You are listening to Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. I will be with you for the next 2 hours playing the best classic rock that you have never heard. So if you listen to classic rock on commercial radio, you will like my show even more because there's a better variety. It all rocks, and these are songs you have not heard a million times before, but they're just as good as the songs you've heard a million times before, and some of them are even better than the songs that you've heard a million times before. Now, if you are a regular listener, you probably will hear things that you've heard before on Classic Rock Mine, but I guarantee you, you haven't heard them anywhere else. You can give me a call at the station, 617-627-3800. You can follow along the fun on Facebook, Classic Rock Mine, or you can just sit back, put your feet up, and let me do the heavy lifting. Let's see, where are we going to get started? We are traveling back to the year 1970, and what can I tell you about this artist without giving too much away? At this point, the band was named after a character. Eventually, the band became named after the band member who took on the persona of this character, if that's not too obscure. Dig this and dig it deep.
You are the only censor. If you don't like what I say, you have the choice. You can turn me off.
Thank you. I'm a soldier in a land where cruel things will never end. I'm coming home with a broken mind. To my mother, she's so kind. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Shannon. Thank you. As you can see, we're shifting over to electric instruments, and we're going to do a little bit of electric stuff here. So we're going to take a second or two just to get ourselves adjusted. I need that. Tonight we're going to be doing a mixture of a couple of recent songs and some of the latest ones we've been doing from a calling card album we've been working on. Hope you like this. Baby, you'll be
Rory Gallagher, the late great Rory Gallagher. That was I Take What I Want. That was off of Rory Gallagher at Rock Palast. That was recorded in 76. I'm not exactly sure when it was released. Before that, we were in Germany for a band called Eloy. We heard Song from a Paranoid Soldier. That is off the Eloy album from 71. Papo's Blues from Argentina gave us A Bordeaux, and that is off of Volume 7, which came out in 1978. And we started the show off with Alice Cooper, Lay Down and Die, Goodbye. That is off of Easy Action, which came out in 1970. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. I will be with you until 11 p.m. playing the best classic rock that you have never heard. Like everything I've just played, you've never heard any of it. There's no way. Certainly not on commercial radio. And then at 11 p.m., an amazing thing happens. Bubbles in the Think Tank. Belinda comes in. Bubbles in the Think Tank takes place for at least 2 hours, sometimes longer. She's crazy that way. So you get your 2 hours of obscure classic rock, at least 2 hours of silliness. And if you tuned in earlier, you got 2 hours of quality local rock with The Dweezil Show, hosted by my friend Phil and your friend Phil. We have our Phil of Phils here at WMFO. It's all about freeform radio here, gang. Not going to get it anywhere else. Moving right along, this next band was unfairly compared to the Beatles because of some professional relationships that existed. And that sort of comparison, I think personally, overshadowed this later band's individual efforts and the success they achieved, because they were a wonderful band, talented artists, creative guys, but just could not get out from the shadow of the Beatles, who did them a solid early in their career because they knew each other. So anyway, without any further ado, dig this and dig it deep.
I've been coming.
If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Jesus made, Jesus made.
Well, that was a little unexpected. That was Hawkwind with most of Kings of Speed. That is off the Warrior on the Edge of Time album, which came out in 75. Before that, Joe Bonamassa gave us Cradle Rock off of A New Day Yesterday from 2000. That, of course, was a Rory Gallagher song. Jane from Germany gave us Wind off of the Jane album from 1972. And we started that set off way back when with Badfinger, Midnight Sun, from the soundtrack of The Magic Christian, which came out in 1969. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. I will be with you for, another hour and 10 minutes playing the best classic rock that you have never heard. Like everything I've just played, you've never heard it. You haven't. Admit it. You can give me a call at the station. Questions, comments, requests, 617-627-3800. You can follow along the fun on Facebook, Classic Rock Mine, or you can just sit back and let me do the heavy lifting. Right now, we are going to go to, let's see, this is an artist who used to play with Johnny Winter and then had a solo career and then, I believe, played with Weird Al, and I'm not quite sure what he's doing now. It's all true, I don't know what he's doing now. But anyway, as they say on Classic Rock Mine all the time, dig this and dig it deep.